When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Esoteric language of Project Sunstreak. Fellow travelers into the unknown, welcome to another expedition with Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we're not diving into ancient folklore or unsolved murders, but into something far stranger, yet entirely real. The declassified documents of a highly unusual, top-secret government program. We're talking about Project Sunstreak, an endeavor born from the Cold War's desperate search for any advantage, no matter how unconventional. And what makes this project truly unsettling isn't just its premise, but the bizarre, almost sci-fi language used in its official, stone-cold intelligence reports. Imagine the height of the Cold War, the United States and the Soviet Union locked in a technological and ideological arms race, each side scrambling for every scrap of intelligence on the other. Conventional spies, satellites, and eavesdropping devices were the bread and butter of espionage. But what if there was another way? What if the human mind itself could be weaponized, capable of perceiving secrets across vast distances, influencing events, or even locating hidden targets? This was the tantalizing, if utterly speculative, premise that led various U.S. intelligence agencies, including the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, down a rabbit hole of psychic research. Project Sunstreak was part of a larger umbrella of programs, evolving from earlier initiatives like Project Stargate. Active primarily in the late 1980s, Sunstreak's mission was to explore and, if possible, exploit psychoenergetic capabilities for intelligence gathering. Now just the term psychoenergetic itself feels like it leapt straight out of a forgotten science fiction novel, doesn't it? Yet, in these declassified documents, it's used with an almost clinical detachment. A chilling formality that attempts to legitimize the truly extraordinary. Let's break down this remarkable vocabulary directly from the declassified files. Psychoenergetics is defined as the process by which an individual may psychically interact with objects, locations, organisms of events. It's then broadly subdivided into two classes. Mental affects on the physical world, which is helpfully clarified as psychokinesis, physical actions performed by mental powers. Think about that. Official government documents discussing psychokinesis, the ability to move things with your mind. It sounds like something out of a comic book, not a serious intelligence brief. Purely mental collection of information, described as ESP. Telepathy, remote viewing, perceptions which cannot be explained by known sensory means. This is where the core of Sunstreak lay, the concept of remote viewing, RV. Remote viewing was the star of the show. The program sought individuals, often civilians, who allegedly possessed the innate capacity to describe remote areas or concealed data via unknown mental processes. Unknown mental processes. That phrase alone is enough to send a shiver down your spine, implying a fundamental mystery at the heart of their intelligence operations. They weren't just looking for clues, they were looking for people who could mentally transcend physical barriers. The documents speak of remote action, RA, defined as the ability to influence physical or biological systems via undefined physical mechanisms. This goes beyond just seeing. It suggests an active manipulation of reality through thought. One can only imagine the clandestine attempts to influence Soviet missile launches or political decisions through sheer mental force. The sheer audacity of such a concept being formally researched by a national intelligence agency is almost comical, if it weren't so indicative of the Cold War's pervasive paranoia and willingness to explore every conceivable avenue. When reviewing these reports, the bureaucratic language attempts to normalize the fantastical. Phrases like PSIINT, psychic intelligence, appear, as if psychic espionage was just another established discipline alongside HUMINT, human intelligence, and SIGINT, signals intelligence. They discuss viewer-interviewer mix, signal recognition, and structure execution, as if they were discussing standard reconnaissance protocols, not the supposed mental projection of consciousness. One declassified DIA briefing, for instance, talks about maintaining a basic organizational critical mass of operative personnel for psychoenergetics collection. They even note that the individual operative in this situation is to be functioning somewhat as a biological machine, and that factors affecting the emotions, mentality, or physical status quo of the individual must be taken into account in evaluating that individual's readiness posture, much as one would evaluate the physical electronic condition of a MLQ-24 or ANTSQ-112 trailblazer emitter locator to determine readiness of a tactical SIGINT system. This comparison is particularly jarring. Treating a psychic human being as a piece of electronic equipment with their emotional and mental state affecting their readiness posture for intelligence production. It reveals a mindset that was attempting to quantify and standardize something inherently unquantifiable to turn the ethereal into a reliable military asset. The very concept of training someone to remotely view or to develop their psychic impressions feels like a dark parody of a spy thriller. One of the most famous, or infamous, applications of Project Sunstreak's remote viewing capabilities involved the search for the mythical Ark of the Covenant. In a declassified 1988 session, a remote viewer identified only as Number 032 was given coordinates without being told the target. The viewer then proceeded to describe a container made of wood, gold, and silver, coffin-shaped, and adorned with images of six winged angels. It was hidden underground, dark and wet. The viewer also noted that the purpose of the target is to bring a people together. It has something to do with ceremony, memory, homage, the resurrection. Perhaps most chillingly, the viewer warned that the Ark was protected by entities, and that any unauthorized attempt to access it would result in destruction by the protectors of the container by a force unknown to us. This report reads like a script for an Indiana Jones movie, not a sober intelligence assessment. The casual mention of entities and forces unknown to us within a government document used to describe a biblical artifact is simply astonishing. It highlights the blurred lines between scientific inquiry, religious belief, and pure speculation that existed within these programs. Was it a genuine psychic impression, a highly suggestive hallucination, or merely an elaborate training exercise gone wild? The declassified documents don't offer definitive answers, leaving the unsettling feeling that the US government, at some level, took these claims seriously enough to commit resources to them. The underlying motivation for these programs, as stated in the documents, was twofold: to establish whether a threat exists from foreign sources, i.e., whether the Soviets were already doing this, and, if so, to determine what are its dimensions and can the phenomenon be exploited. This reveals a deep-seated fear of being outmaneuvered by an unseen, unconventional weapon. The idea that the enemy might be harnessing psychic powers was enough to launch a counter-effort, regardless of how outlandish it seemed. Ultimately, by the mid-1990s, after millions of dollars had been spent, a CIA review concluded that while some psychic impressions were detailed and accurate, the overall results were inconsistent and lacked scientific rigor. The programs, including Sunstreak, were terminated. Yet the existence of these declassified documents continues to fascinate and disturb. They pull back the curtain on a hidden chapter of history, where the pursuit of intelligence led the most powerful government agencies into the realms of the truly bizarre. The language of Project Sunstreak is not merely freaky for entertainment value. It's a window into a peculiar moment in time when the desperate anxieties of the Cold War pushed the boundaries of what was considered plausible. It forces us to confront the extent to which official bodies, driven by national security concerns, are willing to engage with the esoteric, the pseudo-scientific, and the outright paranormal, the casual bureaucratic terms applied to extraordinary, unexplained phenomena create a disquieting dissonance, reminding us that sometimes the true horrors aren't just in the shadows, but in the official reports of what our governments once believed to be real. The history of psychic research within intelligence agencies stretches back further than many realize, fueled by anecdotal accounts and a pervasive anything-goes mentality during the Cold War's peak. The Soviets were reportedly pouring resources into what they termed psychotronics, leading to a reciprocal fear in the West that they might be falling behind in this unseen arms race. This concept, known as defensive paranoia, meant that even if the US didn't fully believe in the efficacy of psychic abilities, they felt compelled to investigate them just in case the Soviets were gaining an advantage. This environment created fertile ground for projects like Sunstreak, where the most outlandish claims could find funding and official backing. The initial proponents of these programs often came from within the scientific community, or at least those on its fringe, who genuinely believed in the existence of psychic phenomena. They argued that conventional science simply hadn't developed the tools to properly measure or understand these abilities. Their passion, combined with the government's desperate need for an edge, created a powerful, if improbable, alliance. The training protocols for remote viewers often involved meditation, visualization techniques, and meticulous record keeping, attempting to bring a semblance of scientific methodology to an inherently subjective experience. The viewers themselves often reported strange sensations, fragmented images, or symbolic representations rather than clear, objective data, making interpretation a constant challenge and a source of perpetual ambiguity. The declassified documents also reveal a subtle, almost academic tone when discussing potential successes. Reports detail remote viewing sessions where viewers accurately described details of foreign military installations, the layout of buildings, or the contents of sealed containers. While these hits were impressive, they were often interspersed with misses or vague, uninterpretable data, leading to the inconsistent and lacked scientific rigor conclusion. This inconsistency was the ultimate downfall of the programs. Intelligence agencies require reliable, actionable intelligence, not data that might or might not be accurate. Nevertheless, the legacy of Project Sunstreak endures, not just as a historical footnote, but as a recurring element in popular culture and conspiracy theories. It feeds into the idea of hidden government powers, of secret knowledge, and of the human mind's untapped potential. The very strangeness of the official language used, anomalous cognition, non-local perception, extended remote viewing, continues to tantalize, suggesting a reality far more complex and mysterious than we typically imagine. It serves as a fascinating case study in how desperate times can lead rational minds to explore irrational concepts. The sheer scale of the investment and the seriousness with which these highly speculative phenomena were treated underscore the profound pressures and anxieties of the Cold War. It wasn't just about bombs and armies. It was about every conceivable advantage, even those that seemed to defy the known laws of physics. So, the next time you hear a strange story or glimpse something out of the corner of your eye, consider the whispers that once echoed through the halls of power, whispers of minds capable of reaching across continents, of psycho-energetic forces, and of an ark protected by entities unknown. It's a reality far stranger than fiction. Join us again on Whispers from the Dark as we continue to explore the unsettling truths and terrifying legends that lurk just beneath the surface of our world. Until then, keep an eye on the shadows and listen closely for the whispers, especially the ones from declassified files.